Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Though he joined various church congregations during his life, George Washington Carver never seemed to be concerned with denominational details and eagerly discussed his beliefs with people of denominational stripe. From John D. Rockefeller, a staunch Baptist, to Gandhi, who was leading nonviolent protests against British rule, Carver got along with and even encouraged those of all religious beliefs. Carver lived in two rooms in Rockefeller Hall, the men's dormitory at Tuskegee. He remained a man of simple tastes and regular habits even after his fame grew. He got up before dawn to collect plant specimens in the woods. After breakfast, he often spent time in prayer, praying God would show him new wonders as he worked. By 9 a.m., he was in his laboratory conducting research, meeting with an endless stream of visitors, answering letters from around the world, and visiting with students who dropped by throughout the day. After dinner, he returned to his little den to read, sketch, or do needlework, and was in bed by 9. Carver was slight, frail, small, and otherwise physically delicate. Through his great life of discovery and accomplishment, Carver practiced a lifestyle which he describes in a letter to a student. As soon as you begin to read the great and loving God out of all forms of existence he has created, then you will be able to converse with him anywhere, everywhere, and at all times.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.